The Book of Revelation with a rare audio recording of Abel's monologue. Before, after, and for the Christchurch mosque attack. Last night, I was an omniscience again. The evening sky was orange like crushed carrots. I didn't die, though my body fell off a bridge, limping away like a serpent bruised by the sun's gunpowder. In the dream, I carried all my dead inside the white casket of my will, and to leave the city now is to find a crack in the world, which is why I'm stuck in this poem. My bladder fills with blood. My heart stopped ticking like a clock marking the end of time. And I ran and ran as guns whistled their venom in the open Amatan. My country was burning. All the men were sinking into a pile of raven without wings. Their bird song fossilized into lukewarm char. In my vision, a downfall omnibus was heading out of the world. The bus stop filled with one-legged tarry, one-legged panic. I was no more a child, picking bullet casings like cracked peanuts for fun. Like I once gathered bleeding machetes from a world war that started on our porch. Saka forever. But I'm trying to gather what is more forbidding. An apple before it falls on Eve's hand. A bullet still in motion. A hand grenade before it unfolds its fist into smoke. A tongue after it says, "Brother, meat flesh is more pleasing than cabbage flesh because of blood. You cannot blame me." In the dream, a gunman my age shoots his voice, and there a small war gathers in his throat. But fear can no longer hold power when it's come to pass. I seed myself to the belly of a whale to find water to drown this dream of fire. I seed myself without feeling naked, like this sky with no star spot, like God stripped of his path he wanted unrevealed, before the fruit was plucked from the field of vision. Then I stared and jumped out of the dream back into my eyes and unsaddled my bladder. But there was no blood, and I wrote this down, and I quaked as I put out my cell to reach out to death from the night. Tonight, dreamland is the unsafest country to stay.